are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So your day is really just kind of getting started, I take it, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. Breakfast is already done. First cup of coffee. Getting things going. So.
Yeah. You got that first cup of coffee in. That's good. Fuel.
Yep.
Good. So walk me through kind of what you do to ramp up to get ready for your day. What do you normally do?
Well, I like to work out, so it's a blessing that we have gym equipment here. So I usually wake up pretty early. I get some breakfast, get some coffee, and then do my first workout of the day. And that's usually how I get my day started.
Yeah, that's good. That and coffee. That's all a guy needs, right?
That's it.
Now, I've talked to a lot of you guys who, I guess I'm assuming that I'm sort of working my way around those of you who do the transportation delivery type of stuff. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and your counterparts are responsible for getting supplies and things from point A to point B, correct?
Absolutely.
And I'll say to you what I've said to each one of them, and that is, I think of you guys kind of like a Santa Claus, you know, or the UPS guys, because when we see you coming, we're happy. You're bringing the good stuff, the things we need.
Yeah.
And want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, you've been over there since summertime, right? Right around with the 4th?
Yep, we've been around.
What are you missing from home? What do you think about when you have some time to actually think about home?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's just small things. I got, you know, the wife and two small children, and think about pretty much what I'm going to do when I get home.
Which is what?
You know, plan vacation and whatever else with the family.
Yeah, where do you want to go? When you do get back and you exhale and sleep in your own bed for a while, where do you want to go on vacation?
Well, I think that's already planned out for me, but I'd kind of like just probably do something along the lines of maybe a cruise or something.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part about you leaving and your wife being back home and trying to take care of business. She's just going to plan that without you and then maybe surprise you when you come back, right?
Yeah, she knows, you know, obviously 13 years she's been married to me. We've been in the military, so we've kind of got the gist of what, you know, what the other one, kind of the expectations of the homecoming are. You know, and a lot of it is, you know, right off the bat, hey, let's not go to the beach. You know, he's seen enough sand for a while, so we take a couple days off of that, you know. So there's, you know, a lot of things that she understands and that I get things that I can't jump right in when I get home. Obviously, you know, parenting being one of those, you can't be the bad guy right off the bat. So
now you get to be the good guy. You get to be the good cop.
Exactly.
Now, did I read this right? You've had 4 tours already, correct? Is this your 4th or is this your 5th?
Yes. Well, this would be my 5th, ma'am.
Wow. I'd say job well done. Wow. Now, was it by choice or did you just end up rotating back because they clearly needed you there?
I mean... 90% of it, I'd say from day one, the day that I raised my hand was kind of my choice, and I knew what I knew what my job was. So I would have to say by choice, mainly because regardless of if you want to go or not, it's what you signed up for. So
I'm trying to do the math in my head, Delbert. You have 2 children, but 4 tours of duty. So I don't know how that worked out, but those homecomings always seem to produce children, don't they?
They do, absolutely.
You want to have some more children, or you thinking you're done for the time being?
I'm neutral. My wife would like another child.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
My son is 9. He just turned 9, and my daughter just turned 7.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You might be due. I have an 8-year-old, so I understand that you've got a, you know, that's a precious age, too, isn't it? It's a great age. Are you getting to Skype your kids, talk about school, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That and, you know, they have programs out here that are available the way you can read books and stuff like that and send it home, you know, with the books, so.
Okay, that's the first I've heard of this. This is awesome. So you actually do the audiobook there, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you sit in the chair, you pick out the book, you read it to the camera, and then after that's done, you just put it in the envelope and they ship it for you. So they get a video of you reading to them and they get the book with it. So.
Okay, that's absolutely awesome. I think that's fantastic. And good for them for giving you the option to do that, because that's huge. That's like a wonderful gift for those kids. You're doing a couple of different things.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And then when it's hard to, you know, you can't really get online and shop for, you know, birthday presents, so sometimes those are the best ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, you put some thought into that, picking the book out, then reading the book, you know. You probably read more children's books in the last few years than ever in your whole life, huh?
Well, last time I did one, this time I did two. I did one for my daughter and one for my son. So, you know, once I knew it was available, I get out there and, you know, that's when it becomes part of them, you know, plus when you call your spouse and she says, hey, you know, the kids really miss you. And, you know, and you kind of think of that, well, here's something I could do. And it helps out.
That's great. That's fantastic. So you have some friends and you have family back here at home. Do you want to send a message out to your people, your loved ones?
Well, I got a twin brother who I've been attached to at the hip, literally since birth. So he's not in the military. I'd like to say hi to him, and I'm proud of him. And he just had a new child, so. Congratulations on that.
What about your wife and your babies?
Yep, and then my wife and my two adorable children. I'd like to say that I love them and always thinking of them.
You're going to blink and the holidays are going to be here, and that's just a whole other set of thoughts that go through your head, I'm sure. But I'll try to turn your attention to what you think from your perspective. You're there. You have your fellow Marines whom you are around all the time. Many of them have lots of family and friends support back home, and probably a few of them, if not more, don't have as much support. So that's where a lot of these great organizations really come in handy, the ones that write the letters and put the care packages together and do special things. I'm kind of a proponent of your kids, frankly. I think that one of the best ways that we can support our servicemen and women is by looking after your families while you're gone. Do you have a particular organization that you are fond of? Because I'm going to start turning legal listeners towards adopting military families and servicemen and women as the holidays approach. Do you have a particular organization that you like?
I can't say that I do. Haven't paid much attention. I mean, you know, packages and stuff like that. I just know that I write back when I get the packages to let people know that I got them and I'm thankful. But as far as the organizations, I really can't remember off the top of my head.
Don't worry. I got lots of them. I got a list, brother. I got a big old list. But I'm sure you understand what I'm saying when I say, you know, a lot of times, especially like on first deployments and new babies and things like that, it's difficult on spouses and the kids. So I think it really is, the onus is on the rest of us to make sure that, you know, your home front's taken care of while you're doing what you need to do away from home. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It does. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think the families deserve care packages more than the militants do. just because I know what the spouses have to go through, you know. I mean, all of a sudden one day they wake up and they're doing it all on their own.
It's hard. It's a huge responsibility, and then there's a lot of worry on top of that, and then you worry. So, you know, if we can eliminate some of the worry on both ends, I think that, you know, that's probably something that those of us who are trying to find ways to support you, that's what we should do, help you eliminate that worry. So that's why I brought that up.
Yes, it's absolutely, you definitely hit the nail on the head. The families absolutely need support, and it's actually one of the things I think the military does or has begun to do in the last 10 years a really good job with is, you know, getting their Marines prepared to know what their families need to be successful while they're gone. I mean, obviously you can't, you know, that tender love and care aspect, the only way you can really provide for them is to, you know, make sure that the spouse has everything she needs to be able to do while you're gone. And then obviously, you know, setting your kids up for success by, you know, being a good mentor and leader while you're home, you know, focusing on homework and setting aside time for them and stuff like that, and kind of getting them at least to the right path and having them understand, you know, what dad or mom has to do and, you know, where they're going, what they're doing. And, you know, I mean, obviously you can't be specific with them, but you can just let them know that, you know, you're going to do good things and help other people out or whatever the case is. And it helps kind of understand a little better.
Amen. Amen. What's the deal? Have you talked to some of your fellow Marines who have talked to me before? Because it seems like the last 2, 3, 4, maybe even the last 5 of you have mentioned in your little bio sheets that you're Jamie Johnson fans. What is up? Are you guys all listening to the same music?
No, it's just that Jamie Johnson, you got to look at it like this. Jamie Johnson came in. He's got a little later start than, you know, the rest of the old fellas do, you know, like Hank Williams and all them.
Yeah.
But he's still got that old twist to his music, and he brings a realness to country music. You know, he made a run at bringing country music back to its original, you know, what it really is.
And he still is. He's just really defiant. He's one of my favorite people, but he is seriously the guy that flips the world the middle finger. If you know, he doesn't care if he's mainstream or not. He doesn't care. And he puts on one of the best shows. I mean, the guy is just amazing to see live. So I hope you have a chance to catch him do a live show, because you will love him even more.
Me too.
I'll tell you a great story. So I interviewed Jamie Johnson, right? I have him on, and we're talking. And actually, before we even got to the interview rolling, it was on an ISDN. So I could hear him talking. His daughter, his little daughter, who's probably the age of our kids now. It was in the middle of summer, and they were in a studio there in Nashville, and I had connected, but they couldn't hear me yet. And I hear his little girl go, "Daddy, Daddy, are you hot, Daddy?" And he says, "Well, baby, some women seem to think so." Just, I'll always remember that I heard him say that, but that's pretty clever. Yeah, he's a pretty awesome guy. So catch him live when you get back home. Tell your wife that's what you want for Christmas. Hunt up a Jamie Johnson concert.
There we go.
Yes, yes. Well, I thank you so much for doing this and for your service, most of all. And just know that you have a ton of support back here, Homeside, beyond the people who you know support you, your family and your friends. You have a bunch of total strangers who are now thinking about you and have you and your family in their thoughts and prayers.
Well, thank you.
And please give my best to everybody there. Tell all the guys I said hello. And I'll talk to another one of you next week, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.